This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Got some really sad face news for heavy emoji users. The findings of a new study by researchers at Monash University's Business School show that less is definitely more when it comes to using the cute icons. Dr. Bhumija Ranjan is the co-author of the study, joins us on the line. Bhumija, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Warren. Really glad to be here.
Now, before we talk about your study, where did emojis originally appear and what was their purpose?
So that's a great question. They actually started in the early 90s in Japan, I think, because that's what we could trace. And it was used for basically adding emotions to text. Like, generally the original emoji were face emojis where you were showing that you were smiling or you were sad, and then from there, with all the digital innovation that we have these days, it's now gone to like non-face emojis, and that's the part of the study. Actually, interestingly, my husband just told me yesterday that the earliest time that emoji, something like an emoji, was used was back in Egypt or ancient Akkadia.
Oh, really?
Or Sumeria. So it's been going on for a long time, but the latest digital age started from the 1990s.
So yeah. We've brought them back. Now, your study at Monash University, you looked at the non-face emoji, so not the smiley faces.
Yes.
Or the sad face or the loves or anything.
Yeah.
Like that. Why not the Yes. face emojis? Why did you only look at the other ones?
That's a great question. So we actually, there's a lot of academic work that's already been done on face emojis. It's been going on for the past 10 years or so. And there's a lot of great work that's been done there about how they increase emotion and, affect and relatability in online and digital conversations. We found that non-face emojis, for instance, you'd be surprised to know that as of today, 90% of emoji use across digital media is non-face emojis. So 90% of emojis are non-face. And nearly half the time that you use an emoji, it's actually a non-face emoji. So given how ubiquitously they're being used these days, they're actually quite understudied.
What did your study find?
So we actually find a bunch of different things. The first thing is that it's we find that using at least one emoji is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good part of the thing. But it's only when you start using too many of them, and especially if you're using them to substitute words in your sentences, that's what makes it a bad thing. So, and this is also peculiar to non-face emojis because they are used to represent objects rather than just emotions. So when you're trying to substitute words, so we looked at Airbnb in our case.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, if you are, using stars to say I'm a 5-star rated host, or you're using a lot of emojis to say that you can bike over here, you can go running in the park, the dogs and cats are welcome here. When you just start populating your titles with too many emojis, then it A, clutters up, and B, it makes it difficult for customers to figure out what you're trying to say. Like, they have to go back and forth between words and pictures, and that makes it harder. And basically, when you're trying to sell something online, you have a very short span of attention
right.
for customers, and you need to capture that within a quick frame and you can't make it too complicated.
We're chatting with Dr. Bhumija Ranjan, the co-author of a study at Monash University showing that less is best when it comes to the use of emojis. So if we want to sell something online, for example, whether it be, like you mentioned, accommodation on Airbnb or some other business venture, what the optimum amount of emojis we should use is one. Is that right?
I would actually say that if you're just trying to, add emojis to color up your title, go for it. Uh-huh. Like, there's no problem with that. You know, when you're trying to substitute words, that's when you need to be careful, and then you just use one. And another word of caution, if you are actually a higher ranked seller on these platforms, so let's say you're an Airbnb super host or like you're like a highly rated seller on eBay or Amazon, then we actually found that emoji use is not, any kind of emoji use is not great, because people actually expect you to be professional and competent and formal in those settings. So basically, if you're trying to sell something and you're a regular seller, use it to decorate. Don't use it to substitute. And if you're high rank, don't use it at all.
So let's say we say, at this Airbnb, there's close to a bike track, and I say the word bike track. Should I type the word bike and then put the bike emoji next to it, or should I replace the word bike with the bike emoji?
That's a great question. Write the word bike and put the bike emoji next to it.
So don't replace the words.
Yeah, don't replace the words. Yeah, exactly.
Do you think these findings can also be applied to our personal messaging or on social media?
That's interesting, actually. So in social media, I think it can translate to social media as well. But most of the time when we have slightly more attention spans on social media compared to like digital platforms. So I think you might get away with this a little more on social media than when you're trying to sell something.
Really fascinating research. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing it with us, Bhumija.
Thank you so much, Warren. I really like speaking to you.
Thank you. That's Dr. Bhumija Ranjan, from the co-author of a study at Monash University's Business School about the use of emojis. And it just reminds me of a friend of mine who sends me every single text message. There must be a minimum of 15 emojis. Sometimes it'll just be 10 smiley faces, then 10 thumbs up or something like that. Everyone. And it just gets to a point where I think, I'm not sure what he's trying to say. I'm not sure what the message is. So the science is in. Let's limit the use of our emojis and don't replace the words with them.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.